your leader died, the people crying on cue in the street, you just gotta love that. How do they do that?
Apparently, years of practice.
Yeah, either shed tears or shed blood, pick one.
Yeah. Oh, well. How should I say? The whole thing is a melodrama. But, well, let's hope that at some point they can correct the situation without a whole lot of bloodshed.
Yeah, we managed to get the Soviets to calm down. By the way, I gotta say something funny. Today, I was talking to a colleague regarding the person who I was driving the evening.
Yeah, well, what can I say? I think it's about time to call it a night. Amazingly enough, Rachel's not home yet. And this morning she was gone before I even woke up. So, cutting the candle mighty short here.
Well, I'll just say this. IT environment. Mercifully, I don't work in it.
Oh, we had our little exercise today. That actually turned out to be a very big exercise. We had a massive system failure that fortunately they had some spare parts and were able to replace it, but it was a very core machine to our, I'll say our engineering effort. It's not an on-the-air device, but it makes it hard for us to function as a department without it.
I see. I take it that Chief Honcho of your mission asked you today if somebody is chewing.
I'm not sure that. Well, I'm not sure how much it made it upstairs, but. I know that there were, I'll say strong words on our floor, you know, people tried to be professional about it, but hey, we went for quite a few hours without access to, I don't know, ordinary things like, I don't know, AutoCAD, Office, any of our supposedly backed up 27 ways from Sunday shared files.
Oh dear, do you run said clients with server copies of the executables?
No, everybody has the application, but in the case of AutoCAD, there's a central license server, and I'm not sure why Office was a problem. I believe everybody has a standalone install of that, but they were not working very well. It may be that there's a licensed server there somehow.
That's gotta love it. Yeah, that's why I have standalone everything. Back my files up to the company server, keep local copies, backup copies, or I am in space, or I'm in here. Otherwise, I'd be like, cow, I need to be where I want to. No network connectivity. Although one of the things I do want to do in a couple of weeks probably is put up a version of some sort of web service, a small database so that I can have better access to. One of the things I want to do is put a local search engine up and sort of where the files are with the file data, with the content. Have those keywords in it.
Actually,
do that locally.
Yeah, I just bought another fairly good size, in this case, USB attached device, which I'm kind of tempted to put on the switch. It has a network attached storage port, and perhaps put that in another part of the house where, it could be, separate. So anyway, backup copy might be subject to different perils, as it were.
Well, there are some amazingly inexpensive, I should say, cloud backup services too. It's not a bad thing to consider doing this. It really isn't.
Well, the good part is I don't have anything all that critical, although I'd be kind of upset if I lost certain things. Some stuff I keep in the office as well as home, so they're, you know, physically very separate, but, it would be good to have something out there. Yeah, assuming you could guarantee some reasonable security, NS2K.
Anyway. my advice. Take the advice I gave you tonight that I wouldn't have known to give you a week ago, okay? That's my advice. See you Saturday and see you turn after that. And that's okay. Let me get you the DDT.
Yep. Have a great evening and a good game, and hopefully you'll make it tomorrow morning. It was a good crowd. I went over earlier this evening, and there were a number of hams, and she was totally blown away by the number of hams who came out. Anyway, a lot of people care. Anyway, you have a good evening. We'll talk to you soon. W2TTT, NS2K.
WBOV standing by on frequency.
Good morning, Bob. KC2ZUM here for a short while today on a lovely, bright, sunny day. And how are you this morning?
KC2ZUM.
We're doing okay, thank you. KC2ZUM, W2BOME, and the CBS Retirees Net. Nice day out, a little on the chilly side, but the bright sunshine, blue skies, and that's what counts. So, boy, everything is very dry here. It's no wonder they have brush fires all over the place. But I got out yesterday and did some watering the lawn, and the grass seed that was put down about 2 weeks ago is not not doing anything, and it had to get watered. So, but it was chilly, and that's the way it is. So maybe it'll warm up this weekend. We'll see. Okay, let's see who else is with us this morning for the group. W2BOV along with KC2ZUM, and we're looking for check-ins.
K2BIE, good morning.
Good morning, George. K2BIE recognized. Anyone else?
N1XUG, good morning, everyone.
Hey, good morning, Chad. Good to have you with us again, N1XUG. Any other check-ins? Well, someone teed up. Are you checking in or not? Okay, we have KC2ZUM, K2BIE, and N1XUG, and we always seem to have somebody join us a little later. So with that, we will leave a pause in between transmissions. Anyway, it looks like a very nice day here, and hope that it will remain such. We're supposed to have a gutter cleaning today here at the house, but no one has showed up yet, so I don't know what time they're gonna do it, but to be done. So, yeah. I've been following closely the story about the brush fire out east, and boy, a lot of buildings were lost and 1,000 acres burned. And that was, you know, we lived out there for 4 years in Riverhead, and the bulk of the damage took place in Manorville, which is the next community west of Riverhead. So when it's dry, it's really dry. And again, whenever they have brush fires, they always lose some fire apparatus, and that happened again with this latest thing. So, you know, replacing a fire truck is not an easy job, and it's very expensive. I'm sure they have insurance, but still, when the equipment is no longer in service, that's really a problem for them when they're responding to an alarm. Okay, over to you, Alan, and how are you coming with your packing? KC2ZUM, W2BOV with the CBS Retirees Net.
W2BOV, KC2ZUM. Excuse me, good morning to you, George, and to you, Ted. We're coming along. This will be our last weekend living here in these premises. And although I will have this apartment till the end of the month, moving day is next week. And what I decided to do to take the pressure off of me, since I'm doing most of the work around here, is just been getting things together that's going and throwing out as I go along. And other things that will remain when I come back the following week to clean up, and before I turn in the keys, I'll just, at my leisure, I'll have a whole week still to take care of other things here before turning in the keys. So rather than empty the whole place out for the moving day, I'm just going to focus on what's going from here, and that'll make it a lot easier. And because on the 30th day of this month is when I surrender the keys and everything else, and that will be the day that I walk away and don't look back. So that's it. And I have some other things going on here that got kind of nasty with the noisy situation. But I'm trying to deal with that as best as I can. Let me drop. had to get, again, security involved and had a powwow with some of the top management of this area here. So it's just amazing how people focus on certain things. The major problem, the big issues, get ignored. But little things like a security camera seem to attract attention to one person, and that's because it's preventing that person from doing certain things. Every other tenant here on my floor has no problem with it, has written out sworn statements and turned them in, and said they felt more secure with the camera. So I'm fighting to keep it up till next week. And if I do that, then it's a win all around. We're only going to stay in for one more go-round, and I want to get cracking here, get some other things done. So on that note, we will toss it to George, K2BIE, KC2ZUM.
KC2NPR.
Okay, John, good morning. You follow Chad, and then it comes back to me at this point. This is W2POV. Go ahead, George.
Thanks, Bob. Can you hear me okay from this location?
Yeah, you're loud and clear.
Loud and clear is exactly how I like to be. Thank you so much. Well, good morning again, Alan. Good morning, John. And good morning, Ted. And good morning, Bob. Good to hear you all in here. And, Alan, I congratulate you on this being the last week. And your advice to yourself of forgetting everything is exactly the same that I give you. It's just not worth dragging along that baggage with you. I have suspicions that this creep is probably a relative of somebody on the management board or in the security area. So he's a protected species. And I don't know what kind of skunk he is, but he's really the wrong kind of skunk to you have anything to do with. So you get on with your life and let's concentrate on getting an antenna up so we'll be able to hear you. Anyway, with that, let me turn it over to N1XUG. I'm just making a little breakfast so I can take it down to the big rig with me. And then things should be a little easier on your ears. Ted, good morning to you. N1XUG in the group, K2BIE.
K2BIE, N1XUG. Yes, good morning to everyone on the net. Looks like it's getting warmer every day, and that's normal. Unfortunately, fires are always a hazard. So let's hope we get some more rain and that we have enough drinking water. And Alan, keep up the good work, because in another situation like that, it would really call for violence. So I'm glad you're staying steady and determined, and certainly going to move out and forget about the whole works. So I congratulate you on your patience. Not much more to say, so I will turn it over to you, John. N2NBR, N1XUG. How's everything up there in that area?
Okay, Chad. Very good. Good morning, gentlemen. Bob, Alan, George. And the temperature here is 52 degrees. Barometric pressure is 30.14. And we have a beautiful day. Looking out here. Not a cloud in the sky. Let's see. I don't really have a whole lot to contribute at this point, but I'll send it back to you, Bob. W2BOB in the group, N2NBR.
Contact.
Go ahead, contact.
B2EMT is late in arising, and therefore late in joining them.
And your noise, I guess you're not in your sweet spot, but good morning. Why don't you make your transmission and then throw it back to me? This is W2BOV. Over to you, Bob.
Okay, KC2EMG here. Better than in this spot. Boy, it's critical, I'll tell you. But I'm happy to say we now have our TV, internet, and phone restored as of last night. We had lost service on all three on Monday night, and the technician who showed up Tuesday verified that we were okay from the street in, so he said there must be a block somewhere in the transmission fiber. He said he would go check that out because that wasn't his baby. He didn't do that stuff. And that was the last we heard. So the next day in the afternoon, I called again, and they said, we'll send somebody out tomorrow. That would have been, yesterday, between 8 and 12 a.m. Nobody came. So when I called, I got the call-in station. A woman in California, no less, who took forever to get back and forth to me. That is, she put me on hold. Reason being that she was talking to the dispatcher here and then to the technicians, the technical group here, and they're separate groups, and every time that she would get to talk to one or the other, she would be on cue like I was trying to get her. What a mess. But finally last night, I really raised hell, and they were going to send somebody out today. I said, none of that. This is going to escalate. So that's my pleasant story, and I'm glad to share it with you. But we were realizing that it was the break somewhere. What they did finally was they have spare fiber lines in each of the cables, and they just paralleled the service. So that's how they got around it. They never did identify where the break was. ODUW2BOB and the group KC2EMG.
Okay, very good. KC2EMG, W2BOB, and well, I'm glad you got the service back. You dropped out when you said the woman was located someplace. Where was she located that you talked to?
California.
Oh, California. Oh, my. Well, that's modern technology. What can I say? Goodness. But that's kind of a rare instance, I think, that they have a break in the fiber optic. But you can never tell in this day and age, all sorts of things happen. Interesting, I have a free subscription to a publication known as Radio Guide, and it's has only to do with radio broadcasting, which is great, technically. And they have a very interesting story here, which I took heart to because of the fact that it mentions the station I used to be employed by out in Riverhead. But the story is about a station in Taunton, Massachusetts, or Beverly, Massachusetts, that happened to be on the same frequency, 1570, and
connected W2BOB.
Hello? Yeah, okay. The XYL was asking me a question here that I had to devote my attention to. Anyway, this station, whose call sign is WNSH. There we go, WNSH. One or two power in 1570. They were 500 watts. They wanted to go to 50,000. And apparently the FCC gave them a construction permit, but it was protested by the station I used to work for in Riverhead, due to the fact that when two signals mix over the Atlantic Ocean, it causes the Cape Cod effect. I never heard of that, but apparently it does cause a lot of "You Are Mary" on the broadcast band. So WNSH dropped their request for 50K and went down to 30K. And instead of having a three-tower directional, they went to a single stick, 90 feet tall, which is well below the proper resonance for that frequency. And they got a new site on a college campus. So, which is protected land, apparently, set aside for nature. And in order to build the transmitter, they had to carry everything in over a mile, manpower. No vehicles permitted. So that's what they did, including a makeshift transmitter building, which looks like, a picture of it looks like a container that you see on the container ships. And it's all rocky ground, so they had to use their ground radials on top of the rocks. But they're working. So, but I thought it was a neat connection with the station I used to be chief engineer at in Riverhead. So that's the story. Over to you, Alan, KC2ZUM, W2BOB.
Contact.
Go ahead, contact.
Here's IR. Okay, this is going to be hit and run. Just want to say I've been copying the net since it started. Just want to say good morning to everybody. I have to leave, have to get in the shower. We have physical therapy today. And say a special hello to Ted, who gave me a phone call that I haven't returned yet. So, good morning, everyone, and 73 to everyone. KC2CUM from K2EIR. I'm getting out of here.
Okay, Howie, good to hear you. Before you leave, how's your wife doing?
She's steadily improving. It's very small and very gradual, and I expect it'll still go on for another year, but at least it's the direction of improvement.
That's good. That's very important. Okay, thanks for dropping in. It's good to have you with us, and all the best to you and your family. Okay, Alan, over to you.
W2BOB, KC2ZUM. Good morning to you, John, Bob Squared, and good morning to you, Howie. Always good to hear your voice, and I'm sure we'll be talking soon. Good to get a full crowd here today, just about. A few things to mention very briefly. First off, to George, you're very right about your suspicion. This individual has someone in authority in the security force, so that's made it very difficult to deal with at this point. No one that I know in management, but I know for a fact that there's someone there that's in security. So, but anyway, that's just a week away. So, Bob Squared, glad that you got your telephone and everything going again, your files connection there. It made me think, though, I'm going to miss the... See, the problem with file scenarios, at least up where I'm going to be, once an area is totally wired for fiber, then there's no copper lines used anymore. And I'm used to having a copper pair for a backup. So, because right now I'm running on my internet and TV is off of Time Warner. Now, whenever they fail, I have a problem. And if I need to get onto the internet right away, I have the computer set up where I can, you know, go straight to the modem and bring up the telephone line, the dial-up. But I'm told that as fiber comes in and replaces the old copper lines, since there's a shortage of that, since they can only do but so many lines in a pair, they've been eliminating that. So I'm going to use what is known as a wireless modem to Verizon. It's like an air card that plugs into your USB port, and you can use it anywhere, actually, and that's going to be my backup. but you pay as you go with that. It's one of those things where you buy the card, and you just pay as you go. So if you don't use it, then there's no charge for it. Let me drop. I want to thank everybody for the kind words, encouraging words with everything here between the problems that I'm leaving behind and with the move. What I will say is what I will miss about this location is the enjoyment of ham radio, how it's been from this location. With the height that I have and the miniature antenna farm that I have on this balcony, that is probably the only thing that I will miss from here. Other than that, it's good riddance. And yes, Ted, I've been doing everything logically to keep things from escalating to that point. And sometimes I think that it's deliberately being pushed to that. And I'm an individual at my age who has never been arrested, never had any problems, and don't intend to at this point. So even though it appears that they're trying to push that. And to Bob, W2BOB, I remember back in the 70s there was a magazine called FM Guide. It was like 69-70 when my parents got their first stereo and Lafayette LR-1500T, and we had subscribed to a magazine called FM Radio, and I used to always look forward to that coming out. And those were the days when you could get a lot of radio drama on the air on FM, down at the low end of the band, when the stations were into a lot of radio plays and a lot of concerts from the Met, and I think NET had a lot of things, and oh, I used to love that, the ability to enjoy two-channel separation, and God, you don't get too much of that today unless you're playing pre-recorded stuff with a few stations left that's still transmitting in full stereo separation there. I'm going to stay for one more go-round, and then I'm going to jump out of here and get to work. So over to you, George, K2BIE, KC2, ZUM.
KC2, ZUM, and the group K2BIE, with a little more power and a little more modulation. Alan, I take very little comfort in being right about that, but I kind of suspected that there had to be a fix in somewhere, and I think you found the fix, boy, and how. Anyway, like I said, let this be the last time we speak of it, because pretty soon it's history. Unfortunately, a little bit like FM used to be, and that has become history as well. I remember when they used to refer to FM as the fighter medium. Boy, tell me about it today, huh? Makes you think these are probably the good old days 20 years from now, to borrow a line from that song. But it don't take long for things to go downhill fast. Whew! And I wonder what's happening to our society, where civility is rapidly disappearing as well. I mean, of course, up here, this net is a bastion of civility. So we do our very best to keep it alive. I heard Howie come in. If he's still listening, let me wish you a good morning, Howie. I hope everything is well. And I heard Tad, and I heard everybody, and everybody just sounds so good this morning. Let me let it drop. Okay. A little more comfort there if you know you're not going to overtime it. What did I want to comment on? Oh, last night, for the first time, I had the opportunity to get on and listen to, just to my little shortwave radio, the, not the solar, which has been repaired, which is in beautiful shape, thanks to this gentleman, ham friend down in Colorado, but to the other one, the little Chinese radio that I bought
I put that on upstairs, and I said, oh, let me listen on 40 for a little bit. I was expecting to get the usual assortment of weak signals. Holy cow. From one end to the band to the other, it was only 6:30 at night, so the dark had not even settled in yet. One end of the band to the other, the band was just crowded with strong single sideband signals. So this was a revelation to me. And it gave me a little hope for something coming in the future. I think we've probably had lousy propagation for the last month or so, and last night was the first night that was really beautiful. Anyway, I hope to do some more listening. I'll tell you my adventures on 40 as time goes by. I'm going to stop by at the hardware store and pick up some eyelet hooks today so I can get the cable up and out of the way. And then we can finally say that this antenna is installed. Okay, over to you, Ted. N1XUG and the group, K2BIE.
K2BIE, N1XUG. Yeah, George, if you become an avid radio listener, you're not going to get anything else done. But anyway, enjoy it. And KC2AMG, losing three services, you must have been pretty isolated. Without any ability to contact anybody anyway. Maybe you ought to think about smoke signal or a pigeon. I don't know. By the way, watching the HSN show, which has all kinds of stuff for sale, I noticed last night that Sharp had a TV set, probably about, I don't know, 30 inches or so, that had internet capabilities and Wi-Fi. I don't know what else they could put in the TV set, but it did have an incredible picture. So that looked pretty exciting. Pretty expensive, of course, about $800-$900. But not a way to go. In other words, to get rid of all the other extra stuff and have it all in one unit again. Oh well. Over to you, John, N2NBR, N1XUG.
Okay. Excuse me. Good morning, again. I think it's Howie that was in there for a little while. I did not notice the increase in activity on 40 last night, but that's because I didn't have my rig on. So there you go. But one thing that has always concerned me, and that is that putting all my eggs in one basket, meaning I really dislike the idea of not having copper backup, which I have now put up with for about a year, and also the fact that the people that you talk to, as far as Verizon is concerned, are all over the country, and also it takes a huge amount of apparently of personnel. There was a break on my block apparently today, Friday, so that was 2 days ago, last Wednesday in the afternoon sometime. They must have had four or five big trucks, bucket trucks, and they had an issue that they had to deal with. Let me let this up. And I never, of course, found out what the problem was since it didn't involve me, but it's one of the reasons. I mean, if it takes a half a dozen trucks full of people to fix a problem that Cablevision would fix with one, or maybe two trucks, you know, maybe an outside plant truck and a, who else is in there? There would be an outside plant truck and a, which would have a fiber optic truck. As you gentlemen know, it's a really specialty type item that deals only in fiber. That's it. It seems to me that a corporate structure that requires that much technology and equipment and people to operate is not doing so very efficiently. But that's another subject, I suppose. Bob Squared, hold on. Bob Squared. That's my 2 cents worth for as far as Verizon is concerned. That's why I came back to cable, because of that, and among other things, as I think I mentioned at other times, they nickel and dime you to death, and I have contacts all over the country that I don't have phone books for, so and they know that. So that's the name of that tune. Over to you, Bob. Quit. Take you to the EMG and the group and to NBR.
KC2EMG. Well, since my earlier transmission, I've had two things: a phone call to say that one of our Legion members passed away, and this is rather sudden notice. We're going to try to assemble this afternoon for our usual services. But over and above that, the doorbell rang, and it was Verizon. And he said, I understand you have a problem with your phone. Said it was all fixed last night. Oh, can I take a look at the box? Yes. So they're undermanned, but over something or other. And yes, you're right, because the call station, the call response, when I dialed the number, a nice lady picked up, and she was in California. Unfortunately, she was the one who had to shuttle between, put me on hold and say, let me see if I can find out when talk to the dispatch office, and then let me see if I can talk to the technical office. It was interesting because there were three guys who showed up, four at one point, and now we have a fifth who doesn't know that there's no reason for a call. I also learned that they're from the guys themselves, because I always chat with them, and I talk about some of them had their early start in the copper wire days, and I admitted that. Let me drop. At one point I said, oh, you're looking for a spare pair, and I said, whoops, wrong terminology, and he laughed and said, yeah, but that's what it used to be. So that they are thinking of putting their call response people, they're going to use the Philippines for that. And there's a bill pending somewhere that would remove some of the subsidies that they now enjoy and so on if they go about that. So it's bad enough getting to California, but to the Philippines, I just don't know. So I'm going to be looking for that bill online. That's enough for this go-around. And, by the way, George, the manufacturer of that antenna is Lakeville, in there in one of the Carolinas. So, back to the top, W2VOB to pick it up, KC2EMG.
All righty, KC2EMG, W2BOB, and CBS Retirees. Yeah, well, that's a really bizarre situation that you experienced. And fortunately, we had only minor problems here in all the time that we've had Fios. And was nothing truly major, except for the fact that the original installation, the guy that did that, put the battery box too close to the main box here in the basement, and it was impossible to open the battery box to check the battery. So they sent another serviceman, and he corrected it, and he just shook his head. He said, I don't know why it was done this way, but he corrected the situation. So, as far as copper is concerned, I learned a long time ago that there are no spare pairs in this neighborhood. And whenever we have a lot of copper problems, and it seems like half of the time, when I asked what caused it and where was it, I was informed that it was squirrels that ate through the cable several blocks away from here. So That's the way it goes. But there were no spare pairs at all. And one of our neighbors is a Verizon repair tech. And he was dispatched here one day, and we've been friendly for ever since we moved in here. And he said, well, you know, times change, and they're just not maintaining the copper anymore because the money is in fiber. And I can agree with that. So that is basically the situation. But I think no system is perfect, and fiber isn't either. So, but I must say that with the speed that it provides on the Internet and the high-definition television signals that we get from it, it's really, it really works quite well. I also was fearful of losing copper because it's always there when you need it. But they, you know, they are reliant on their wireless service, cell phones, which incidentally, I understand from a Comcast employee who joins us on our 20 meter net, that Comcast is negotiating to buy Verizon Wireless. So that's going to be another whole different crescendo in the works. So, oh well. Alan, I have a suggestion for you. You know, you're worried about hitting this repeater from up in Hopewell. Have you considered a beam for 2 meters? I've had so much success with just a three-element beam getting into far-off repeaters. I can work the one up in Yorktown Heights with the three-element beam and not having to run a lot of power. You know, if you have a beam, you're getting gain, which is the equivalent of having an amplifier as well. So, so you know, if you're going to spend a couple of $100 for an amplifier, why not just spend it on a four-element beam up there and see what you can do? The gain is very important, as long as you point it in the right direction. So, I know you mentioned there's a balcony on your new residence, so it's at least it's not ground level, and I'm sure that a beam would help you get into repeaters, and you might need a little bit more power, but beam antennas do a wonderful job. So, and Ted, as far as that TV you saw, we have that, not the Sharp, we have an LG, and it came with a wireless card that plugs into a USB port on the set, and we can view movies via the Internet and connect to Internet connections. So it's a new phase of communication, but it really works quite well. So it's $800 is a about a reasonable price for something like that. It might have been a 3D set, which commands a higher price than the normal high definition as well. Okay, Alan, over to you again. KC2ZUM, W2BOV, and consider a beam. Over.
W2BOV, KC2ZUM. Thank you, Bob, for that suggestion. That sounds like that might work. So we will look into that as well. And what I'll do is anything that we use in terms of a beam I was thinking originally of a Yagi or something. That's something that I would just take in and out only for this net, because I intend to leave the GP1 out all the time, because that's going to be shared between amateur radio and some GMRS radios that my wife and I use to communicate. We'll be communicating with in the area. So thank you for that, and we will definitely look into that as well. The comments with Verizon, which is what I think is happening with a lot of companies today, customer service is all over the place. What I've done recently, since I'm very much concerned of the sensitivity of the conversation when you're talking to customer service these days, is when I get someone in a circuit overseas, I request for someone locally within the United States. I remind them that I'm in the United States, I'm doing business with a company in the United States, and I not trying to offend anyone, but when I call customer service, I want to speak to someone within the States. My concern is the, at some point in time, that conversation overseas it goes through different networks and may not be always on a hardwired circuit. It might go wireless at some point. And when you're discussing customer information, account information and things like that, you know, you kind of worry in this day and age when information is being tapped into and identity theft problems and all of that. Let me drop. That's what I usually do there, or I request a number where I can get in somewhere locally. These days I just don't, you know, unless it's, you know, just information, technical information with a company or whatever, but when it's customer service, which they still do have reps within the States, I kind of push it in that direction. And let me see. I noticed with the networks today, at least the way they're doing it, with the fiber, there's a lot more amplification relay stations involved in the fiber network, because I remember working a little bit without fiber when I was with PIX in the master control area, how we distributed to the cable head ends and to some other locations that picked up the feed straight out of the what we call the switch. You gotta be very careful dealing with fiber circuits. You do any major bends with that those tubes, those miniature tubes, you can create some serious problems there and knock out a whole network at that point. But it's still very good, it's still very fast, and it's the way to go today. And yes, I do miss when it was New York Telephone, and everything was copper, and the good thing about, you know, a phone company, designated phone company, they know how to reroute fast in case of problems. Not a matter of just knowing, though, but from central office to central office, if a cable or a riser or a trunk gets knocked out somehow, through that switch there, they can reroute until guys get out in the field and repair. Through cable companies and everything else, they're not really in the business of telephone communications, so, you know, they have an outage. Sometimes it can be very crucial for a long period. Let me drop. On that note, we're going to pass along Al 73 here. Hopefully, we will join in on Monday if we can, if not from the mobile. Good weekend to everyone. Always a pleasure to be here. And we're going to drop out now and toss it over to George. So 73 for everyone, and hopefully I'll speak with you Monday. God bless and have a good weekend. K2BIE, KC2ZUM, we're 73, and we fortunately will be pulling the switch right now. 73.
Well, thank you, Alan. You're shutting off right in my face. Anyway, thank you so much for being with us, and we understand, believe me. I certainly do. I wish you good luck and Godspeed on getting everything together, and you now have permission to hit the off switch. All right. Moving right along. Bob, I looked up Lakeville. I couldn't find it. So if you have a link to any site that these people have, please let me know. I kept getting Lakeview coming up no matter what, because Google didn't want to listen to me at all. They said there's no such place as Lakeville. Well, they didn't say that, but they acted as if there was no place as Lakeville. I don't know. So if I can see something that'll tell me a little something about the antenna, I'll be more than happy to help you. All right, meanwhile, what else is going on here?
We never...